Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. And today, interesting subject. We're going to talk about loving the house that you live in. That's cool.
We have three tips for you guys today for talking about just basically how to love the house or living space or whatever situation it is that you are currently in, because we talk a lot about preparing to buy your first house or your next house, but this is really something that we've never talked about, and I don't really think it's talked about a lot of like we said, enjoying and making the most of and maximizing the home or space that you're in currently.
Yeah, and this is something that a lot of people aren't talking about because they, realtors especially, they want people to always feel motivated. The buyers out there looking at homes, because without buyers, there really is no market. So don't misconstrue this show for stay where you're at,
right,
and don't go out and buy. Of course, if you're wanting to purchase a home, go out, let's continue to look and set up showings for you and get that home under contract. But for people even like Mariah and I, we're currently sitting in our home and we're like, you know, it would be nice to move, but why are we so focused on that? Mm-hmm. Why not sit with what we have now? Because it's not like we're in a bad spot. And let's make it fun. Let's make it livable. Let's just move things around and decorate maybe to make it feel more like a home, mm-hmm, rather than, man, I'm always wishing I have something more and more and more. And I think that's something Americans especially get kind of caught up with, is they're always wanting more. And that's tip number two. We'll get more into that.
Right. So that's good. I think another thing is that just going through this past year when everyone was quarantined and forced to stay home, something that I don't know, it's maybe changed how a lot of people think about their home, and maybe a lot of people wanted buy a different home, but these are some things that you can do to maybe enjoy being in the home that you currently are.
You know, it seems to me that we always focus on the negative about our home,
yeah,
rather than looking at the positives of our home. Mm-hmm. What is it, yeah, that you really like about the home rather than focusing on the negative?
That's, yeah, so true.
We're, yeah, super blessed to have a home over, mm-hmm, our heads. And that's really amazing, being Americans. We really are fortunate, even when most or some don't think they are.
That's very true. All right, so tip number one is, well, I have a story that I'll share and then segue into that. So a couple months back, we went to a vacation rental property in Florida. And I remember getting to the vacation rental and thinking like, oh my gosh, this is, I love it here. I was even taking pictures of certain features to save for my files for the future in case we ever build someday or remodel something, because it was this beautiful new construction, a huge home, and there were just some really cool features that I'd never seen before. So we got there, that's how I felt about it. But then after only about maybe 3 or 4 days of being there with, mm-hmm, three families and two babies, the house, it wasn't the same. And I was thinking, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, I either need someone to like do a deep clean of this house or we need to leave now, because it was starting to stress me out just being around the clutter. All of a sudden there was things everywhere and the house just wasn't in that impeccable condition that it was in when we got there. And so basically the only thing that changed from me thinking, wow, I love it here, I'm ready to move in, versus, okay, I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore, was the only thing that changed was the fact that it was cluttered and it was just not clean and unorganized. So that's, I guess, our first tip is, I don't think people realize how big of a change it can make in the atmosphere in your home of just like doing a really, really good deep clean and a really, really good clutter and just decluttering. And if you think you've decluttered enough, declutter more, because we have so much stuff that we don't need.
Well, think about this. The environment you put yourself in, mm-hmm, you ultimately become and even surround yourself and identify as. So if your environment is just cluttery, the, mm-hmm, walls are enclosed in on you, maybe it's dirty, sometimes ultimately that creates anxiety and that affects the people within those environments. I'm no psychologist, but that's how it felt for me in personal situations with when I was renting in college, when I was growing up, sometimes just having a dirty room. You guys ever just clean your bedroom? I used to do this every year after Christmas. I would get, you know, the new clothes, the new presents, whatever, and I'd go straight to my room to put them away, and I would organize my room. And then afterwards, I would just feel so much better. And it's almost like new year, new me type thing. You got your new stuff. It's put away where it belongs. And you just feel so much better. And what I really like about that story when we did go to Orlando is initially when we walked in the home, it felt awesome, open, amazing, fresh. The air just felt different. But then after those 3-4 days of living with two other families and two babies, the clutter just really closes in on you, and you look at the home for different views, like the functionality of it. Well, this room can't function the way it's supposed to be because there's toys all over the way.
Right.
You know, you can't watch TV, or you're supposed to be able to enjoy the hot tub, but you can't because you have to put a baby gate, something like that. And if those things aren't cleaned up, you have a different view and perception of your environment.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's decluttering so good. is really important.
That, I remember that was like a big... I mean, it might sound super simple, but it was a big eye opener to me thinking that. And then I was like, wow, I want to go home and just like appreciate my home and declutter my home more because, yeah, it's so true. That makes such a big difference.
So it motivated you to go home and clean everything up then, huh?
Yeah, it did. I know every time, I don't know if this it's like this with you, but I know for us, every time we do like a really, really good clean on our house or even our cars, we just appreciate it so much more.
And I do it with my office and it's just like, holy cow, you know, all that stuff was all piled up, cleaned it all up. I can see my desk finally. And it's like, whoa, I enjoy coming in here now. I take a lot of more pride in my office at that point.
And it's funny how that works, you know, and it's the same with your house, same with your car. When you clean it up, mop the floors, clear off the countertops, sanitize, you're going to have more of an appreciation value for the current property you live in, which is fun within itself, but also it just shows hygiene. But ultimately what I like about it is it kind of reflects the person who you are. You're putting yourself within your environment, and I'm really big on that. So
I like that.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about loving the house that you live in.
I was showing a house to a couple that was, they were first-time home buyers sometime last year. And I remember walking into this house. Most of the other homes I was showing them, I didn't really care for. But I remember walking into this particular house and thinking, wow, I could live here. I really, really like it here. And the house was 800 square feet. So that might sound crazy, but on the flip side, I showed a house virtually the other week, and it was a $500,000 house, and there were a handful of things that I noticed that made me not want to stay in that house for a while. And, it, you know, the carpet was kind of had not the best condition. There was dirt on the walls. There was clutter. There were definitely hoarders. There was clutter everywhere.
And this is the $500,000?
$500,000 house. The furniture was outdated versus the 800 square foot home that had super cute furniture, really nice style, not too much. And the $500,000 home had outdated furniture and just not taken care of. So something that I think is a really huge thing is that the only really difference between those two was the fact that the 800 square foot home was in really, really great condition. The sellers had just done all the upkeep, had new paint, new carpet. It was really, really well kept. And then also how it was decorated, which can make a huge difference as well. It had really nice furniture that was good style versus being outdated and bulky and cluttered. So, it might sound simple, but those make a huge difference.
So this could go two ways. This is really a tip for the price of two tips for the price of one. If you're a seller Look into how you stage your home. Us sellers agents, we actually recommend that maybe we consult with a stager, and we got those on speed dial. I call them just for questions often, and I usually bring them through a walkthrough with me on some of our listings, just because they're the professionals when it comes to staging. I'm the realtor, I'm the marketing professional, I know how to do that, but I'm gonna let that portion of the job do itself in that atmosphere. So I'm gonna grab a stager. So if you're a seller, your furniture, your placement of your home, dirt on the walls. Mariah, you called it out, that $500,000 listing, even though
should have never been in that condition.
Isn't this crazy though? But this is the market too.
It is
though,
the market we're in. They know it's gonna sell anyway. So
yeah, so strategy, I get that. I do. And if you're a seller, you do you gotta get a good broker to give you tips as well. But just for the simple side of enjoying your home, you and I think we're in the same exact boat. And it's kind of funny how this week's show aligns heavily with where you and I's heart is about where we're at in life. Do we need to buy a home right now? Are we happy where we live? Or can we just make some simple adjustments to make our home just feel more like a home rather than just a place to stay for a few years as an investment property?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of people out there. They always want to do something else because let's face it, life sometimes gets boring. We go to our jobs, we have these routines, and it's the same with our home. We walk through the same door every day. We have the same parking place every day. And sometimes we just want to change that up. So that costs money, obviously. So usually we're going to sell our current home to purchase the next. But if we're just sitting here seeing how can I enjoy my current place, biggie is furniture.
Right.
A biggie is your wall decorations. That doesn't mean clutter. That means the flow. That 800 square foot home, you said the furniture really made it pop. That it really made you feel invited in there. Mm-hmm. Like you could sit down and have a conversation with somebody for hours. Mm-hmm. That's what I love. When I can walk into a home and that showing actually lasts longer than anticipated, or I'm in that listing appointment and the way this home is presented and in the way the furniture is placed, I'm in there for over 2 hours and it felt like 30 minutes. That's a home to me. Mm-hmm. And I really love it when that happens. And I'm sure you do too. Mm-hmm. It's like sitting down in a coffee shop. Have an inviting atmosphere.
That's true. That's really good. That also, I just thought of, remember that listing that we had in Sandy? Like maybe a year and a half ago, the market was totally different then. But it was a manufactured home. The people who bought it they bought it and then flipped it, but they didn't really do much to it. It was still super outdated. It was built in like the 70s, but it ended up getting so many more offers than, in my opinion, it should have. The market was not like it is now. And they had it staged. Okay, so they had it professionally staged. And I swear that's what made the difference, because if you saw this home empty, was nothing special at all. But then you saw it with all of the super classy, beautiful furniture, perfectly furnished. It was like you wanted to stay there longer. It was a really nice home. So furniture, I know it might sound like not that big of a deal or kind of stupid, but I think your furniture can really make a big deal on the feel of your home too.
Oh, it totally can. I know with us, our couch we have, it's a modern low style couch, like a 70s style. And I've had that for the last 2.5 years. The problem is I can't actually sit in my living room for long periods of a time to watch the television because it's just so uncomfortable.
It's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable at all.
It's cute though.
We went for looks when we originally bought it. But the reality is sometimes we got to outweigh comfortability over looks. How comfortable are you going to be? And think about it. We're walking in and out of our homes every day. This is where our resting place is.
That's really
so make
good.
It inviting as possible, and just simply make it so it's you and you're not looking to please others in the end, because this is your home. It's your investment. It's your property.
That's really good.
It's your life.
That's really good. Before we go on to tip number three, something to add to this, because talking about the first, I guess this was kind of two tips in one. The first part was taking care of your property, keeping it in really good condition. And the second part was the furniture, I guess you could say, what's in your home. And something that I remind myself of is if I'm not going to take care of the house that I'm already in, you know, and treat it like I'm going to live here forever, even though I know that I'm not going to, then why would I take immaculate care of our next house? And I think that it's really important to just be faithful with the house that you have and taking care of that, even if it's just an apartment, or maybe you're just renting a room from someone and that's the only space that you have. Because I know it's, you probably don't think this, but if you're not taking care of that really well, you probably, that's the same way you're probably going to take care of that better, nicer home. You know, like if you're letting your dishes sit in the sink here, you're probably going to carry those same habits into the next house, even though it's easy to slip into a mindset of like, oh, I'll start taking really good care of my house when I have the next house or my better home or my forever home.
That's a super valuable tip, though. Mm-hmm. And in the way I respond to that is I look at one of my really good friends. He's in the military. And, you know, America, we have the best military there is in on the globe. And one thing that I always notice out of him is how well he takes care of himself, but also his home. He makes his bed every morning. When he packs his bag, it's always neat and tidy. He's always organized. And if we're not treating our home as such, our life, it trickles into our life. And that's something that just, it reminded me of is how him having the military applied that same tip into his life and his home. So
that's really cool.
That's really cool.
That's really awesome.
You want to keep on or you want
to? Yeah, we can keep going to tip three before break.
Let's do that.
All right, perfect. So tip number three is to change your thinking. So basically, if your inner narrative is just that you, because I know it's easy to slip into this kind of way of thinking, because I kind of did for a little bit at our last house before we decided to move, and then I changed that, and then I really ended up loving that house, and then we ended up moving. But it's basically, if your inner narrative is just like you can't wait to get out of this house, or you can't wait to get away from that neighbor, or to change whatever it is that you want to change about your house, and you're not really enjoying your current place because you know you won't be there forever, then it's really helpful to slow down and say even out loud how thankful you are just to have your current home. And even just start listing specific things every day that you really do like about your home or your living situation or your apartment or your room or whatever it is for you, and decide that even though you're maybe planning on or saving for your next place, it's not going to stop you from enjoying the process and enjoying the place that you're currently in and making most of the home that you're currently at.
It's a mindset thing, isn't it?
It is a mindset thing, and it seriously makes such a big difference. And you have to fully grasp that a larger home, or you know, your next home or whatever it is, isn't going to affect your happiness too, because what I heard this the other day, someone was saying something like, however happy you are in your home right now, that's how happy you're going to be in your dream home. Because at the end of the day, we all know that, you know, that's not going to make you happy maybe for a little bit, but it'll wear off. And so just keeping things into perspective and making sure that you're just staying thankful for where you're at.
Yeah, that's huge, that perspective. I've seen it so many times as well, is where my family included, we've always wanted to work for more. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the thing. I work, I start out in a 2-bed, 1-bath house. I work more, I save. Oh, I get a 3-bed, 2-bath house. 10 years down the road, oh, I move up to that 2,000 square foot house, and so on. So we're always looking to upgrade as Americans, but at what cost?
Right.
You really got to ask yourself, at what cost? Because maybe, yes, you've upgraded, you live in the best house in the world now, you're reaching retirement age maybe, but say you're 45, 50 minutes away from your family, because you wanted to get to that home, at what cost was that?
Right.
Sometimes that's how it is. And ultimately, that's why I end up listing with their homes, because they want to get closer to family. Mm-hmm. They realize the more important things in their lives and understand that, man, I got way too much for what I need.
Yeah.
Let's downsize a little bit.
That's true.
So that's something that's really heavy, is at what cost is it to keep upgrading? Mm-hmm. And if that's you, give us a call. We're happy to give you a free CMA market analysis.
I can give a phone number right now. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. When we come back, the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Ventris Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, got to ask you, what is your real estate tip of the week?
Here is my tip of the week. So I've worked with clients who sold their, grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever, their family's homes that were built in the early 1900s, sometimes 1905. And these are homes that are under 1,000 square feet. And they've told me, we raised their grandparents raised their families with 7 kids. Some of them have said they've had 10 kids in these tiny homes, and they were all perfectly happy there. And I've talked with people in Oslo who live in these teeny tiny apartments, and they don't have this expectation that they need to have this huge yard for their kids. That's normal. They just take them to the park, and it's not something that is a big deal to them. So I think that we've been conditioned in America to think that the American dream or the goal of everyone needs to have to have this large home with a large yard. And while there's nothing wrong with that, I think that oftentimes we need to focus on first appreciating what we already have, getting out of debt and saving, if possible, before adding more, and simplifying our lives before complicating them. Because maybe you're in a position where you can afford to buy, on paper, to buy that next house that's a lot bigger and nicer, but you still have other debts, and you could maybe pay your car off first. But if you do that, it's going to set you back, and you'll have to wait longer to buy that house. But I think that, I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to say is it might be a good idea to just build a foundation first of savings and not having debt, and it might take a little longer to get where you want to be, but it doesn't have to be the end goal.
I love that, though. And it's a prime example, though. Mm-hmm. But also, I love how you talk to people from around the globe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're not just stuck in our own little bubble.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty with internet. We have the day and age to where if we want to talk to people from Norway, your family, mm-hmm. we can literally have communication with them and just understand their lives and how maybe we can incorporate that into our world over here. And it's so far away, yes, but also it's so near. And that's such a good example, though. These homes built in 1900, those 1,000 square foot homes, they had kids of 8 kids, and right. mom and dad,
we're damaging our kids if we do that. But people don't they were perfectly happy. And even in other cultures, they don't think that, they don't have this expectation like we have in America as Americans, that we need to have this certain picture.
We kind of have this envy thing, don't we?
Where we
see somebody else that has something that we wanted to, kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's complete impulsive, too.
Right.
Yeah. All these new constructions are being built right now, because they truly are. But at what cost? $500,000, $600,000?
Yeah.
If that's just not you right now, baby, we got to wait.
Probably a lot more.
We got to hold on.
That's true.
Well, think of your lifestyle. If you're just encumbered in debt and you got this nice home, but you can't afford it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the scary part. And that's all we are trying to say is love where you're currently at. But also, if you're wanting to buy, why not? Let's go set up some showings. We're not telling you not to buy, because we need buyers in this market. Yeah,
Crosby, Stills, and Nash had a song called Love the One You're With, right? You love the house you're with. How about that?
Yeah, that's super good. I like that.
And I guess that's the basis of this week's show.
Yes. I love it. All right. So that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Ventris Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.